and Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you'd like to get done. Soup to nuts, floorboards to shingles. If you've got a project in mind for this late winter, the early spring, the summer ahead, we'd like to help you take the first step towards getting that done with some planning of that project. If you're at a point where you are stuck and don't know which way to go, we can help you with that. If you're taking on a decor project because you just can't stand the look of those four walls anymore, we get it. I'm sure my friend Leslie could come up with some excellent suggestions. Fortunately for you, I will not, but Leslie will. Because she has the design eye.
Hey, we each have our own skill set.
If you got termites, I'm your guy. The number here is 888-666-3974. That happens to spell 888-MONEYPIT. You can call that number and get in touch with us to ask your question. But first, we're going to talk about something that should be very important to renters, especially if you're trying to save money. Do you know that if you rent a house or apartment, there is an insurance loophole that can cost you big if your home was damaged by a flood or a fire or a break-in? We're going to talk about a simple solution that can keep you protected from that situation.
And also ahead, you know, we get a lot of questions about how to clean tile grout, which, you know, really does seem to look great that first day you put it in and maybe for a few days after, but then it gets really gross really quickly. I mean, just like dirty and blah. So we're going to share a solution that can restore that new grout brightness.
And speaking of termites, a termite problem is one that's easily spotted over the summer, but this same infestation gets a lot harder to spot when weather turns cold. We're going to share a home inspector's trick of the trade that we use for finding termites before they eat you out of house and home, even in the winter.
But most importantly, we want to know how we can help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share non-biased expertise and help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So reach out right now, or really any time a DIY dilemma comes to mind. You can reach us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to Tennessee, where Rick is on the line with a question about insulation. What's going on at your Money Pit?
We're currently adding an addition onto the back of our house. It's a covered porch. The porch has been there for several years. The cover, the roof is a shingled roof, and it's been there. It's actually got a finished ceiling. It's been there for probably 6 or 8 years, but we decided to close it in to make an addition to our kitchen. It's about 12 by 24.
Okay.
And when he, you know, it was up on 6x6s to support the porch, but the builder went back in and dug footers, and we blocked that whole underspace up.
Perfect.
And put two vents that are temperature regulated and one window for some light and to open to get some ventilation in one door. But with the dirt down there, the humidity, I guess that's enough heat from the downstairs of the house, brought the humidity up to, gosh, it was at like 92%. I didn't know it was like 45 degrees. I didn't know it could get that high. And my water was running down the window. We were starting to get mold on the floor joists. The builder wanted to put fiberglass insulation up underneath there, and I just thought that was a disaster waiting to happen, put fiberglass in all that moisture.
Yeah, so first of all, let me just clarify a couple of things. The window, the door, all that sort of stuff, that's above the foundation, right? So you're talking about the addition.
No, that's actually in the foundation.
The foundation. Okay, so you actually are extending. You're extending sort of. Is the house on a basement?
Yeah.
You extended that basement, or at least created a separate, accessible, basement-like space from the outside.
Yeah, kind of like a crawl space, only about 5 feet deep.
So it's a crawl space, but it's a tall crawl space, and you put a door in there so you can get in there. Now, what's the floor there? Is it dirt right now?
Dirt and it's. You know, I think I got some drainage problems anyway. That the house back of the backyard kind of flat, and so whenever it rains and snows, it just kind of sits there. The drainage isn't too good.
So here's what's happening. I think is this still under construction right now?
Yeah, we're the wall.
So you don't have heating. You don't have heating in that space yet, right?
No.
Okay, so here's what I think is happening. You have a combination of two things. First of all, you've got an excessively damp space. As you mentioned, you have drainage problems. You may or may not have gutters that are working properly along the back of that house. They could be undersized. Downspouts need to be extended out at least 4 to 6 feet away from the foundation in a situation like this. You got to try to keep that soil around the foundation as dry as possible. If you get the gutters clean, if you get the gutters extended, that's all working right. You can add some soil to improve that slope right away from the foundation, especially if you've got that much foundation wall. There's no reason you can't, you know, create a slope there. And that will keep moisture to a minimum from saturating into that foundation, where being concrete blocks, it's very absorbent. It's very hydroscopic, so it'll just pull up a lot of water, and then that will evaporate, and that's what adds to the humidity. And the second thing is you don't have any heating in there yet. And once you have heating, then you're going to have a different set of temperature differentials there, and since warm air holds more moisture than cold air, you're not going to have as much of, or any really, of this condensation you're seeing. And lastly, by the way, you should also add a vapor barrier to the floor of that crawl space area, because that will stop or reduce any moisture that's evaporating off of the floor. But a combination of all of those things will reduce the amount of humidity that you're spotting. In terms of insulation, you're certainly going to need insulation in that floor, and you know, you could use fiberglass once you get this moisture problem under control. Or maybe what you might want to do is, for this one area, use rock wool or stone wool insulation. There's a company called Roxel, and that kind of insulation is not subjected to any kind of moisture damage. It's pretty much moisture proof. It won't decay. You won't get any mold that grows on it. You know, it's pretty durable stuff. So you might want to use that in this case. And in the attic space, by the way, which you mentioned, you had a finished attic, you're probably going to have to open that up for insulation and then also ventilation, because otherwise your heat's going to escape. And secondly, if you do get moisture up there, you got to let it vent. Okay?
Yeah. There's fiberglass above that. I'm pretty sure that's already been done. You know, actually, I don't know, and I've not been up there. So, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you better check that. Because remember, heat rises, so that's going to be important. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Now we're going to talk garages with Kathy from Georgia. It's a G thing. What's going on, Kathy? How can we help you?
We have a garage addition, a double garage that we stopped using a few years ago and just use it for, like, what people would use a basement or something in the South. We don't have basements, that kind of thing. And we only have a crawl attic. So what we were looking at simply is the garage doors were taken out some years ago, and we have a little entry door there and an exit door. And on the outside, it was replaced with some wood that was probably medium grade. But we wanted to update it to something a little more attractive. to add to our house. We have Savannah gray brick on our house.
Okay.
And we have some cedar on the bedroom side of our house, which is like an L-shaped home. So the cedar wood is on the far side of the house. So we were just trying to decide whether we should keep the house with consistency with something on the order of the cedar wood or something that's viable that will last, you know, many, many years.
If I was driving by your house or I was, you know, parked in front of it and looking at the old garage, would I be able to see the outline of the old garage doors?
No, you cannot. It's replaced by, like I said, a medium grade type of wood.
Okay, so you basically completely obliterated the appearance of those garage doors, because a lot of times what I see when people do this project is they fill in the garage opening, but it doesn't look the same as the rest of the wall. You can tell it's like a patch.
That's what I've seen in areas, and where I live, we do have some of the L-shaped older homes. My home was built in the early 50s, so the L-shaped concept was, I guess you would say, maybe popular then. And so the bedroom end of the house exceeds out a little bit, so that's where you get that L-shape idea. And then as you move towards where the garage would be, it's just straight from there down. So we were trying to think of something attractive that would look good with the brick.
Your question is really one of what's the best siding material that's going to match what you have now, yet be very durable. And you have brick, which is as durable as it gets. You have cedar, which is more durable than pine or fir, but it's a lot of upkeep. So my suggestion would be to use Hardy Plank. And Hardy Plank is a cementitious siding product that looks like wood siding. So I, for example, have a very old house, and on my garage, which is not a very old garage, I have a product called Hardy Shingle. Yeah, when I painted the garage shingles and the house shingles the same color, it's pretty hard to tell them apart from the street. It looks like it's the old wood all the way around, even though one is made of an incredibly durable non-organic product that doesn't decay and doesn't rot and holds up to hail damage and that sort of thing. Color-wise, though, Leslie, if she's got a – you said you had a gray brick. What areas of color do you think she might want to explore?
I mean, I think I would go as close to in color of that gray brick as possible. Like, either go a shade darker, as long as it's going to be everything but the facade, and then that'll sort of, you know, create its own, it'll set up the front to be more defined, but then give you a uniform look around the rest. So I'd go either a very similar shade or a shade darker.
Right. Okay, I appreciate the help and advice, certainly.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We're standing by 24/7 to take your call. So let us know how we can give you a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. And just ahead, if you rent a house or apartment, there's a little known risk that can wreak havoc on your finances. We've got the details after this. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, does your home ever feel like a money pit? Well, we get it, but it's all about perspective because for us, a money pit is not a disaster. It's a home you love. Sure, it needs some TLC. It needs some care and feeding. But heck, so do my kids. We can't ignore our children. And sometimes your house can feel like your child. So give us a call with those questions. We'll help you get it done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You can try, but it never goes well.
No.
Sandra in North Carolina is on the line. How can we help you today?
We're trying to decide which quality of filter to use for our furnace filter switch out. Should we use the ones that are cheaper, like the 4 for $2, or should we use the HEPA filter quality ones that are like $20 for your furnace filters when you change them out?
Well, with filters, you're definitely getting what you pay for, and it really depends on what the situations are with everybody in your house. Now, the less expensive a filter, you know, the thinner that membrane's going to be, and, of course, the wider that webbing is, if you will, so it's really not going to stop very much. You know, Tom and I always joke that they're called pebble stoppers because that's really the only thing that's not getting through
exactly.
There. So it really depends. You know, the less money you spend, the less things that are getting trapped. If you've got somebody with allergens in the house, you want to spend a little bit more money because you're definitely going to get what you pay for.
Okay, so I need to go to a quality filter because I have a lot of allergies. And the people that built the house, they had to go with the cheaper filter so you can let air circulate.
Yeah, well, look, a good quality filter does not block the air, whether it's, one that's designed for better filtration or one that's designed for lesser filtration. None of these things block the air. So if you have allergy issues, you have asthma issues, you definitely want to use a good quality filter. And if you want the ultimate infiltration, what you might want to think about doing at some point is installing an electronic air cleaner. This is a device that's built into the HVAC system right near the furnace generally. And these are incredibly efficient at taking out, 95% plus of the contaminants that are in the air. I mean, these electronic air cleaners today can take out microscopic sized particles.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your information. You've been very helpful.
You're very welcome, Sandra. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you're a renter, there's a good chance you do it to save some money or the hassles of being an owner. But because of a loophole in most leases, renters are vulnerable to one very potentially serious expense, and that is the cost of replacing your personal belongings that are ruined by a fire, a flood, or other weather-related damage.
All right. Now, on rare occasions, you're going to find some landlords do include clauses in their leases that will guarantee that they cover a renter's damage. But those clauses are kind of uncommon, which means that most renters are vulnerable.
And especially vulnerable during cold weather months when most home fires take place and pipes freeze and break. And without content insurance, furniture, clothes, electronics, other belongings that are damaged by smoke or flames or water from hoses are not covered by the landlord's insurance. And that's why you need a product called renter's insurance.
Yeah, you know, there really is a simple and inexpensive solution. And you purchase your own policy. Now, renter's insurance typically run about $10 to $15 a month. And they're going to cover everything from fire, wind, hail, even lightning damage. And if you happen to have a robbery, any items that are lost due to a burglary or a break-in.
Very affordable, very smart to have. And this type of content insurance also covers against damage from plumbing issues or electrical currents, which renters are especially susceptible to in older homes and older buildings. It's basically a smart and inexpensive way to make sure your personal property is covered. Because, you know, we amass personal property like one small purchase at a time. And when you think about it all that together, you got a lot of money in all of that stuff, right? All your clothes, all your shoes, all your electronics. So it's really smart to have this kind of insurance policy to protect you.
Bill in Texas has a question about rusty grout in a bathroom project. What's going on?
Yes, ma'am. I a couple of years ago, I put in a tile shower. I removed a fiberglass shower and I put in a tile shower. And the problem is, you know how you put like the rubber barrier up, like 42 or 48 inches? I put that up, but I'm guessing that I should have used, like, stainless steel screws because in two spots you can kind of detect, like, a rust color kind of seeping through the grout. And I'm wondering if I should remove the grout and maybe try – they have that epoxy-based grout. If I should do that or if there's – when I remove the grout, if there's a product I should apply to kind of neutralize the rust. Basically, that's what's going on. I've just – I'm decently handy, so I know I can remove the grout and everything, but I'm just wondering what steps I should take to prevent the rust from coming back.
Well, the sand-based grout certainly is going to allow any rust stains to kind of permeate right through. Epoxy grout probably would not. That might be the simplest solution if it's just minor surface rust. It's a little bit late now to pull tile off and start, you know, changing fasteners. So I think that probably makes the most sense, Bill, would be just to remove the old grout with a grout saw and then regrout it with epoxy-based grout, which, by the way, is a little harder to work with. So make sure you take your time, maybe practice off those bathroom walls before you apply it to it. But I think that's probably the best solution in the short term.
Now, for automotive, they have like 415 and different products to like neutralize the rust. Is there anything like that that you would it be worthwhile to even try to attempt that, or is it not worth my time?
I'm not familiar with those products, but my concern would be that, you know, if you got one, it'll probably open up somewhere else along the way. So it's kind of like you're chasing a ghost after a while.
Okay, so maybe try the epoxy grout and cross my fingers.
I would say so. I think it's a pretty good chance it's going to work out, Bill. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. You can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Up next, there is no doubt about dirty grout. It's got to go. It's super gross. So we're going to share how you can restore or even replace that gross grout next.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place. So take a look around. Give us a call with your home improvement question, your decor question. We would love to help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, tile grout is a pretty durable material for sealing the space that you have between tiles. But while it always looks clean and bright when it's first put in, it definitely climbs the gross scale pretty quickly thereafter. Now, the good news is that cleaning is totally a do-it-yourself project, and it can brighten the entire bathroom. So let's think about what's happening to that grout. It gets pretty dirty from mold, mildew, even soap scum. So the first step to clean it is picking the right type of grout cleaner that you've got at home, and it's dependent on the type of grout and the type of tile. Now, there's two types, acidic and non-acidic, but choosing the right one doesn't depend on how dirty the grout is. It really is based on that type of tile, so you have to make sure you pick the right one.
Yep. So for glazed tile, which is the most common type of tile, the acid-based cleaners are okay. So you want to opt for a good quality commercial tile cleaner. You want to apply that with a bristle brush or a non-metallic scouring pad. And be sure to wear safety glasses to keep that cleaner away from your eyes as you scrub. Now, if you've got unglazed tile, these are attractive, but they are definitely the hardest to keep clean. These call for a natural cleanser. So in this case, I would recommend a paste of baking soda and water. It works well when applied with a softer, sort of medium bristle brush. But if you have natural stone, do not use acid-based cleaners because they'll damage the surfaces of marble or granite or travertine or limestone or terrazzo and any other natural material just like that. You can use a non-acid-based cleaner or the natural paste above that we talked about for the unglazed tile.
Yeah, now with any of these options, here's a tip. Pick up a grout brush. You know, for a few bucks, it's really going to save you a ton of time. It's a stiff bristle brush, and it's shaped to get just into the crevice that holds the grout. And it's got a comfortable handle, so you're not going to get tired out before that dirt is gone from the grout. You're also going to need to follow the directions on the grout cleaner itself, but it's usually best to work from the top down, cleaning then rinsing a small area of tile at a time.
You know, how many times have we read online blog posts where they say, oh, use a toothbrush to clean your grout? No, I don't think so. Definitely not sturdy enough for that. A grout brush is the way to go. And once your tile is bright again, why don't we keep it that way? What do you say? We want to apply a grout sealer to do just that. Silicone-based sealers are the best. I would suggest, though, waiting a day or two for the grout to thoroughly dry out from the cleaning process, and then you can apply the sealer. And by the way, it's also a really good time to take a look at your bathroom vent fan, and here's why. Because new ones are automatically operated by humidistat. So after you shower, they stay on long enough to vent out all the excess moisture before it settles on the tile and leads to quicker mold or mildew growth.
John from Ohio, you have got the Money Pit. Now, I understand in this instance you're calling because you want us to sort of settle a debate between you and your wife.
Correct.
Okay. I hope we can help.
Yeah, so we have an old home that was built in 1935, and the home has two main chimneys. And think if you divide the house in half, if you look at the front of the house and divide it in half, one chimney stack on the left side services the three fireplaces right in the middle of the house, the half of the house. The other chimney stack is in the middle of the right side, and it was used originally as an incinerator and also for the original heating system for coal fire, the coal chute and all that good stuff. The chimney over on that side, it just runs all the way from the basement all the way through the first, second, third floor, and it's just right in the middle, and it's just very not conducive for an easy flow. And so I've been kind of looking into and trying to tell my wife, like, we should get this thing taken out. And she thinks it's going to be a massive ordeal to have this taken out. And that's my question. Like, how common is it to remove these chimneys? How difficult is it? What would you recommend? That's where I'm at.
Well, first of all, if that was the chimney that was used for the heating system, how is the heating system being vented now?
Good question. We have forced air now, and yep, with now ductwork, and that just there's a vent off the furnace that goes out like one of the windows in the basement. It's used for nothing.
Do you have a high efficiency system now where your vent is essentially a PVC pipe that goes out the sidewall?
Exactly. Yeah, there's a PVC pipe pipe that goes out. It's a high efficiency 100,000 BTU train that was purchased probably 6 years ago.
Okay, so this chimney is absolutely abandoned and not being used at all.
Correctly, and I've even looked to see if I can see if anything has been run up there, even like cable lines or anything,
right,
and nothing. Not
right.
Even the not even the forced air vents. Mm-hmm. You're even going through it.
Okay, so then if that's the case, I mean, you certainly can remove it. And gravity is important here, so you're going to start at the top, on the top of the roof, and essentially disassemble this thing one brick at a time. It's a brick chimney?
Correct.
Yeah, it is going to be a big mess. Your wife's right about that. There's going to be a lot of dirt and dust, and that's going to impact every floor of the house when you get there. Is the chimney walled in any areas, or is it fully exposed?
So I can only see from the basement up, and then there is an old like access panel on the second floor bathroom that I have one of those little cameras that you can stick in your phone as a screen, and it looks like nothing's affixed to it, and it's just kind of floating inside of framing.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, that's the way it would have been built. But listen, if it's closed in by walls, you're going to have to open those walls up to continue this process, because you're going to take that brick apart, you know, with a hammer and chisel, and you're going to be banging them loose, and then pulling them out and throwing them in a bucket, and then walking the bucket downstairs and dumping them. And it's just going to take a long time to do this.
Yeah.
So your wife is correct, and that's a big project. I understand, you know, the benefits of it, but, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. This is going to be take some time. I mean, if it was me and I was like, let's say, for example, I had to redo my roof, I'd knock it down to below the roof level and put sheathing over it and then roof over it, so I didn't have an extra protrusion of a chimney through a roof. But it's pretty much just wasted space right now. So it's really kind of a cost-benefit ROI kind of analysis you have to do. Uh-huh. If you're really going to pick up some space by doing this, it's going to allow you to reconfigure some other things in the house, then why not do it? Again, as long as it's definitely not being used by a water heater or a furnace. You said you have forced air. How are you getting hot water now?
So when we bought the house, I put in a Rinnai on demand.
Yeah, that's a high efficiency tankless water heater?
Yeah, it's a tankless, Rinnai tankless, I'm sorry. Yeah, and so that's funny you ask, because the original water heater when we bought the house did use that as an escape vent.
Yep.
And then when I put the Rinnai in, I said, no, don't do that.
Right.
Put it escaping like the furnace out one of the windows in the basement.
Yeah. I'm actually about to take out a very old gas boiler and a inverted water heater that is fueling my house right now. And one of the things I'm considering is using my old chimney just as a chase, just as a space to run the vent pipe for the new combi boiler up and get it up and out of the house. Don't have to do that. I could bring it out a sidewall, but I'm concerned that if I come out near the sidewall, I'm going to be in the area close enough to where our patio is, and we like to sit out there and, you know, have dinners in the summer. I don't want to have any of the off-gassing from the boiler impacting us, because since it is also the water heater, we would have some of that no matter what time of the year, you know, we were out there.
Thanks. You take care.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this new year? I'm still going to say it's a new year, even though we're like towards the end of January. I give you the whole month of January to be like, Happy New Year. What are you guys working on? What are you planning on tackling on your home this year? Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, are you confident that your home is termite free? Well, the bugs can be hard to spot in winter. So we're going to tell you where to look before possible damage kicks in when we return.
Seda by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might enjoy our podcast too, which you will find at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday. We always say just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure, so why not download the show today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, termites can wreak havoc on your home and result in some pretty expensive damage. And the key to avoiding that costly headache is to identify termites as soon as you possibly can, which, depending on the season, can be surprisingly hard to do.
Yeah, it's not like they announce their presence, but termite activity slows down when it's cold. But the hungry bugs don't stop. So while these infestations in the winter are harder to see, even for experienced pros, it is just as important to catch them year-round.
Now, here are a few things that you should be looking for even in the winter months. First of all, you want to look for mud tubes on your foundation walls and wood framing. Now, these are termite superhighways, and sometimes I've heard them called even mud tunnels, and they look just like that, sort of like a raised pathway of dirt. But it almost looks like it's hard, sort of like crawling across your walls. And this is how those termites are traveling between the ground where they live and into your house where they are eating.
Exactly. Now, working from the basement or crawl space, you can also inspect floor framing and beams by tapping on them with a termite tapping tool. Did you know that there was such a thing as a termite tapping tool, Leslie?
Well, yes and no.
It's the biggest screwdriver you can find. I used to go, when I was a home inspector, I would go into Sears, into the Craftsman department, because they had a screwdriver there for, like, diesel mechanics.
Right. It's gigantic.
It was about 18 inches long, yeah. And I would use that thing until I, like, wore the tip on it round to, you know, I was in crawl spaces and basements to tap on the beams, and I'd find that termite damage all the time. And you also want to use, if you don't have a basement or a crawl space, the other thing to do is to just use a really high powered flashlight. Get one of these new LED flashlights that's really bright. And let's say you live on a house that's got a slab foundation. So you want to hold that light parallel to the wall. Sort of put it about halfway up the wall, point it down towards the floor, and then run that beam along the wall. And here's what you're looking for. You will see in that wall, like right under the surface of the paint, the appearance of these mud tubes. They'll look like sort of like tree branches or vines, but they'll be right under the paint. The paint will be sort of sunken in just a tad. You know, I had a relative who passed away this past year, and her kids were selling her house and said, hey, can you come just take a look? And I said, sure. So I went over there, and I went through the whole house. It looked great. And I got to the garage, and I was like, holy cow, I held my light against the wall, and sure enough, the wall was completely infested with termites. Ended up, you know, being a problem that they needed to fix before they put it on the market. So you can definitely find it with that little flashlight trick.
Yeah, I mean, that really is a good trick of the trade. So if you do happen to find an infestation, the treatments available today are really the best that they've ever been, but they do have to be applied by a pro, and they are a type that termites simply cannot detect. And as a result, the termite is going to carry the treatment back to their nest, and it's really there that it's most effective at stopping that termite activity.
Yeah, you know, as a home inspector, I used to find termite infestations in about one out of every three or four homes. Now, they weren't all active, but I saw evidence of them in about 75% of the homes that I inspected. So they're pretty common, and that's why it is smart to have a yearly termite inspection performed. Now, if you've got a contract with a pest control firm, like a service contract, they're going to include that inspection as part of that service. And this way, if the termites have recently made their way in, you can treat the problem before any serious damage is done.
All right, now we've got Lauren from Nebraska on the line. What can we do for you today?
I live in an area where it's all a lot of clay in the soil, and we have a basement underneath of our house. And the walls have moved in a little bit from the pressure of the earth. And I notice in the summertime, when it's very dry, the earth pulls away from the house, and sometimes it's like an almost 2-inch gap of airspace.
Huh.
And I was just wondering, should a guy put something in there when that pulls away, or should he just leave it alone?
I like to see those big gaps in there. I would be of the mind to tell you to backfill it and add additional soil and tamp it down so that you don't have those big gaps.
So that wouldn't add more pressure when the earth gets wet and it pushes back in?
No, because I think it's going to expand equally in all directions. If it's not pressing on the walls as it is now, I don't think it's going to do that later.
Okay, well, you answered my question. Thank you very much.
Pick up the phone, give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. We can give you a hand to tackle all of those home improvement projects. Still ahead, chilly floors can be pretty uncomfortable, so we're going to share some recommendations for in-floor heating when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com, where you can also download the Money Pit podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions.
Post your questions at moneypit.com, just like Ronnie did. Now, Ronnie writes, I have a tile floor in my kitchen that gets pretty cold. Are there options for in-floor heating that can be installed from below the floor?
Yes. So if you've got a hot water heating system, Ronnie, in the rest of the house, you can certainly add a zone using PEX tubing. PEX is the cross-linked polyethylene tubing, and it could be mounted underneath the subfloor. Now, if not, you probably should consider one of the many electric radiant heat systems that are mounted from the kitchen side. However, those would require a new floor to be installed at the same time to get the maximum benefit. But another option in the electric heater category is a baseboard heater, which is also called a kickboard heater. You know the area below the base cabinets where sort of your toe, if you're standing up against the countertops, can kind of go in a little bit deeper. So there's a heater designed to fit in that recessed area. It's pretty compact, obviously, and you could put one or two in and run them on a thermostat so you only use them when necessary to add a little bit of heat. And I'll tell you, if you ever are like standing in front of the counter and doing like a lot of vegetable chopping or something like that, it's really nice. It kind of bathes your feet in heat, right? It's just like a little bit of a spa experience in your kitchen.
All right, now we've got a post here from Trevor. He actually reached out on Facebook, and Trevor writes, ever since it turned cold, mice have been coming into my home. I thought I had fixed the problem 8 years ago by fixing a small hole in the foundation, but they're back.
Guess they found another hole, Mike.
I mean, it's been 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years, yeah, good job. But you know what? If you ever thought you could mouse-proof your house permanently by sealing up the small gaps, think again, because a mouse can squeeze through a space about as small as a nickel and to find its way into your home. So what you want to do are a couple of things to prevent or deter nesting and then to exterminate them if they get in. So first of all, avoid creating a nesting site. Now, what is a nesting site? Stacks of newspaper, stacks of cardboard, boxes, firewood, lumber, other type of storage.
Pet food. I mean, they love everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. And speaking of pet food, any kind of food like that, you've got to have up off the floor. You can't just have it in the pet food bag.
Let me tell you, we have a hamster. I mean, in addition to a dog and other animals in the house, meaning two boy children. But no, we have a hamster, and I had the hamster food in its bag behind the hamster cage, mm-hmm. like up on the counter that it's on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 100% certain the hamster did not escape its cage, but something ate through that bag, and I was like, it's off the floor, it's by the cage. Like, I couldn't even believe that the mice would be so brazen, but they are.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If there's a place for the food or something that they like, they will find it and get there.
And last, use a rodenticide. You know, these poisons are designed to eliminate mice. They're very effective, they're very safe if they're used in accordance with the label instructions. If you have pets or small children, you can use lockable bait stations to contain the poison. The mice can get in, but the kids and the pets cannot.
All right. Hopefully that helps. And I mean, 8 years is a pretty good run. So good job.
It's your time. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. You can download the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. podcast. And remember, if you have a question about your home, we are accessible pretty much 24/7. Now, we're not going to get back to you in the middle of the night, but
we're thinking about home improvement at that time. So it's like we're on the same wavelength.
We're thinking about it. That's right. We're dreaming about it. So if you've got questions, we've got the answers, and we will reach out to you the next time we produce the show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The chief law enforcement officer of the House says he's tightening security for traveling lawmakers.
The moves come as Congress reassesses safety at a time of surging threats against House members, even before the Capitol melee on January 6th. Timothy Blodgett is the acting House Sergeant-at-Arms. Blodgett says Capitol Police officers will station themselves at Washington-area airports and the city's Union Station train depot on busy travel days. Blodgett also says he's set up an online portal so lawmakers can notify the agency about their travel plans.
Andrew Stewart reports Blodgett wants lawmakers to coordinate trips with local police as well as airport officials and report any suspicious activity. The Democratic push to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour emerging as an early flashpoint in the fight for a nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package. The push to raise the wage is testing President Biden's ability to bridge Washington's partisan divides. Some Republicans support the measure or support increasing the minimum wage, but they say $15 an hour may be too much. If you're planning on using public transportation next week, plan on bringing and wearing a mask.
The order echoes an executive order President Biden issued shortly after he took office, mandating masks on commercial aircraft, trains, and ferries, and on federal property. The CDC order also covers buses, subways, taxis, and rideshares, and the airport stations and terminals where people board. The mask must cover the nose and mouth and must stay on. The order prompts drivers, conductors, and crew members to only transport people who are wearing masks. The order takes effect Monday. I'm Ben Thomas.
And you can check out more news, you can read the best analysis, find them both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Overseas, Indian farmers taking part in more than 2 months of protests against new agriculture laws began a hunger strike today to reaffirm the peaceful nature of their movement following violent clashes with police.
Protest leaders say the hunger strike is timed to coincide with the death anniversary of Indian independence leader Mahatma Gandhi, who was famed for his non-violent resistance to colonial rule. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped on the edge of New Delhi since November, seeking the repeal of laws they say will favour large agribusiness and corporations. Modi and his allies say the laws are necessary to modernise Indian agriculture. Multiple rounds of talks between the two sides have been unsuccessful, yet both sides appear to be growing more entrenched. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Check out breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The predominantly black farming communities of Florida's Lake Okeechobee will get a coronavirus vaccine station, this after a public outcry about being left out.
That move comes after the state gave public supermarkets sole local distribution rights, leaving lower-income families facing drives of 25 miles to reach the nearest store. The state emergency management director told the Associated Press it will set up a COVID vaccine station in Belglade to serve the area. Palm Beach County's black residents are grossly underrepresented among its vaccine recipients. According to the state health department, about a third of the county's seniors have received at least their first dose, but only 3.5% of those vaccinations have been given to recipients who registered as black, well below the 20% of the population they make up. I'm Julie Walker.
Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on your Money Pit projects. We know maybe sometimes your house feels like a money pit because you're always throwing some money at it to fix it up. But you know what? It's a term of endearment around here. We love our homes. We love the fact that they are our personal money pits. And we love to fix them up and help you do the same for your home. So if you want to get started, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEY. Pit. Post your question at moneypit.com or at facebook.com/themoneypit. Coming up on today's show, well, 2020 was definitely a year where millions of us took on projects to invest in the nest. And now that we are well into the new year, there's actually no sign that the trend is slowing down. So we're going to highlight the next big decor trends for 2021 in today's smart spending tip.
And if you think maintaining your money pit is a hassle, just consider what it takes to keep the people's house running. We're going to share a few fun facts about what it takes to maintain the White House.
And you don't need to settle for dreary outdoor views all winter long. With the right kind of bird feeder and food, you could bring some life and color to your backyard by attracting a variety of winter birds. We'll tell you what you need to know.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job, our mission, to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on projects that you'd like to get done. But your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with your projects and your questions.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Randy in York, Pennsylvania is on the line trying to help out a friend with a cracked basement wall. Tell us what's going on.
Well, this friend, they have a basement wall which is cracked in the front. It has a hairline crack along the entire front of the wall. We had an they had an engineer come out, take a look at it, and the engineer recommended putting in rebar from the outside and pouring in a mortar mix. So they'd have to excavate out in front of their house. And he also mentioned about these carbon fiber straps that can be put in. And we had a company come out and give an estimate on both. And the rebar is very expensive. The carbon fiber straps are less expensive. And I just wanted to get your opinion on how well the carbon fiber straps would work out. The engineer wasn't real fond of them. He said that they were not certified unless they're done with an engineer there kind of monitoring the process. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
So you're dealing with two different sources of information. One source sounds to me like this is a licensed professional engineer. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
And the other source is a contractor that is in the foundation repair business. Is that the only business this contractor does, or do they also happen to do, like, waterproofing?
I think they also do waterproofing. They do, I think foundations are their main business area of business.
My advice would be to follow the instructions of the licensed structural engineer for a couple of reasons. First of all, they're the only ones that are really qualified. Your engineer is absolutely correct that any repair method really should be done under the supervision of an engineer. And here's why. If this crack is so obvious that it needs this kind of a level of repair, it's going to impact the value of the house. And if it's sold in the future, there's going to be questions about how this repair was made. And the best answer is that we recognized we had a problem. We hired a licensed structural engineer to tell us what to do. He said to do X. We did all this. We had him reinspect it and certify that it was done correctly, and now there's no longer a problem. That's the best answer. The other answer is we had this company come in and put this stuff on the walls, and they said it was going to work, and, you know, we really don't know if it does or doesn't, you know, because it wasn't done under the supervision of the professionals that are licensed and tasked and experts in that space. I am a little surprised that he did recommend that level of repair, though. If it truly is just a hairline crack, we very often see these hairline cracks in the mortar joints of block walls right about at the frost line, which is like a couple of feet below the dirt. And the reason we see them is because the soil gets wet, usually from poor drainage, and then it expands and freezes and pushes in the wall in that section. And then, you know, and then in the summer everything melts. Obviously, in the winter it starts again. And then over subsequent years it'll push and push and push. And you can usually reduce that pressure by fixing your drainage problem that caused it in the first place. But if you felt it was serious enough to require that kind of a structural repair, then that's what should be done.
Right. It has probably about a quarter to a half inch deviation there where the wall's like bowing in a little bit.
on what, an eight foot tall ceiling?
An eight foot tall basement wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they did fix the water problem. There was a damaged gutter which was spilling water into the front of the house.
Every time we hear this, it has to do with something really simple like a gutter. Every time.
Yep.
So I think your initial instincts were correct. Go with the advice and the guidance of the structural engineer.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Gayla in California is having an issue with the countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I am. About 4.5 years ago, I remodeled my kitchen and installed Corian countertops. And I used a pattern called Savannah. It's one of the light ones. So I'm getting ready now to sell my home. And looking at the countertops, they're really, it sounds like, I mean, thousands of hairline scratches. And I'm wondering, how can I bring back their luster? They never were shiny, but, you know, they were lustrous.
Yeah, they do have like a satin finish that looks very rich and nice. But obviously over time, just from, you know, normal wear and tear, they are going to dull and, you know, not look so great. There's a good website that generally specializes in granite and marble care. It's called stonecare.com, but they do have some products for Corian. And there's actually a spray, you know, it's made to reduce a residue on the surface. I'm not sure it's going to help you with the scratches, but it could be a good starting point. It's called their Deep Cleaner for Corian, and that might be a good place to start, at least.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that they're that dirty. I do keep them quite clean, but it's just a question. It's just those hairline scratches, and when the sun comes through the window, you really see them.
What that product does is it will also pull out any residue from all the cleaning that you have been doing so religiously, which is a good thing. The other nice thing, though, about Corian is the scratches can be repaired. And if you, the Corian can be repolished, basically lightly sanded, so to speak.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
Right, to actually pull those scratches right out. So that's not something that I would recommend that you do the first time out.
But if you contact a
kitchen cabinet company, for example, they might have an installer, and for a reasonably small fee, they might come out and repolish those tops for you. They're going to have all the tools and the equipment as well, and probably they can pull many of those scratches right out.
Well, thank you. That sounds like the way to go for me.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, and good luck selling your house.
Well, thank you, and best to you both.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, right here at 888 Money Pit with your home repair or your home improvement questions.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, home may be where the heart is, but during the pandemic, for many of us, it's become where everything is. We're going to share some DIY decor trends for 2021 to keep that space cozy and comfortable in the year ahead. In today's smart spending tip, presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. That's all coming up next. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E. Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, does your home ever feel like a money pit? It does not have to be that way. For us, a money pit is not a disaster. It's a home you love. So call us with your home improvement question right now. We're going to have some advice on how you can fix up that decor, that remodeling project, that storage and organization project. Maybe you want to think ahead to an outdoor living project. If it's on your to-do list, it's on our to-do list. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Bela in Delaware, you've got the money pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have a sunroom, and the roof of the sunroom is 4 inches of styrofoam, and on top of that is aluminum. Now, when it rains, it's very, very noisy. It's like living in a double wide, you know. So what I would like to do is put, like, architectural shingles on it. Now, I talked to one roofer. He said, oh, we can just nail it on. But I don't think so. I thought maybe we need some plywood, 3/4 inch plywood, and even maybe some spacers.
This aluminum roof, is it fairly flat or is it shaped?
It is flat, yes, sir.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that metal roofs are far more durable than asphalt shingle roofs, but if you can't really deal with the sound and you want to soften it, I agree with you. I do think you should attach a plywood decking to that metal roof first, and I would do that with screws. So I would drive screws through the decking into that metal roof, and then on top of that, I would put ice and water shield, which is going to give you protection from any ice damming. And I would probably, since it's a fairly flat roof or a low slope roof, I would probably cover the entire surface with ice and water shield. And then over that, I would put the asphalt shingles.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much for your help. That is the kind of thing I've been thinking about.
I think you're on the right track, Bella. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Dot, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, a couple years ago, we had a driveway put in. We have a house with an attached garage, and they had graded the driveway, they said, properly so the water would drain away from the house and into the lawn, and we get standing water in our driveway still. And I was just wondering the proper steps to put a trench in our driveway and possibly a drain.
Okay, so it would seem to me that if you're talking about water that's collecting on the driveway itself or on the side of the driveway, there's a distinction.
In the driveway and also close to the house and where the driveway meets. And then there's an attached garage there also.
If we were to stop the water from collecting on the side of the driveway, would the top of the driveway still be flooded?
I think so. Apparently they graded it.
All right, because it's easier to put in a curtain drain along the side of the driveway than it is to slice the driveway and insert a drain. because if you want to try to drain what's on the driveway, essentially you have to cut a slice into the driveway. It's not something that you could do. It requires specialized tools. And then a drain is inserted, and it's kind of like a very narrow grate, almost like a box that's dropped into the driveway. The driveway is graded to the top of it so that the water can sort of roll in and then fill up the drain and then run out. If, in fact, that this water is collecting along the side of the driveway, it would be easier from a do-it-yourself perspective to add in a curtain drain. The way that works is you would dig a trench that was maybe a foot wide, maybe a foot deep. You'd put some stone on the bottom of that. Then you'd put a perforated PVC pipe. You continue to fill that up with stone all around it. You'd add some filter cloth over that, and then you would regrade, and it would be completely invisible when it's done. And, of course, it has to be pitched properly and discharged properly as well. So the curtain drain on the side of the driveway is easier than sort of the trench drain where you have to cut the driveway. I would tend to say do the curtain drain first and see how it goes. Dot, I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, 2020 was a year where millions of us took on projects to invest in the nest. And now that we're into the new year, there's no sign that this trend is slowing down. So what's the next big decor trend for 2021? Well, we're going to highlight improvements worthy of your investment in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. So first of all, let's just chill. Now, if there's one standout trend, it's that. These days, people are looking for their homes to be calm, nurturing, sort of a retreat from the chaos of everything that's going on in the world. So if you want to avoid all of that overstimulation, it really starts with what you surround yourself with at home. So think about the materials, the colors, even the types of furniture that you have at home. Now, here's an example. If you're looking to make some updates in the new year, you want to consider comfortable colors and surfaces. And this is going to mean nature-inspired colors like dark green, terracotta. Think about adding in a variety of rich and warm, sort of cozy textures. Or if you're thinking about some new furniture, you can go for an ergonomic office chair for working at home or a plush sectional for when your family's chilling at home, having a movie night. I mean, it's all about getting cozy in your nest.
Now, another easy and affordable way to instantly add some serenity to a space is with greenery. You know, the interior design world has had a houseplant obsession in 2020, and that's not slowing down in the new year. So popular options for 2021 might include, for example, the tropical Monstera deliciosa, which I know you've seen before. It's a pretty low-maintenance plant, but it's big and beautiful. It's known for its very large, sort of sculptural-like leaves. Or, for even less work, why not go with fake greenery? Today, these fake plants have become so lifelike, they really give the illusion of being the natural thing. And they provide some of the same visual benefits that plants bring to a home. But, of course, the best part is that the only care they need is an occasional dusting.
But don't forget to do that. Otherwise, they totally look fake, you guys. And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. We're all shopping for the essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on your online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply.
All right, Dale in Georgia is on the line with a question about a shifty front door. What's going on, Dale?
Our house was built in 1937, and it's still settling back and forth spring and winter and summer. And the front door, I've had problems getting it to catch the striker plate, so I've had to move it back and forth. And we're at a point now where the house is settled again, and I can't even latch the front door.
How convinced are you that the house is actually moving as opposed to the front door just kind of getting out of whack?
Just about positive. I can see there's a different gap at different times of the year. It'll be like at the top in the summertime and at the bottom in the wintertime.
And what kind of door is this? Is this a metal door, a wood door?
No, it's a solid wood door.
The solid wood door. And you really like this wood door?
Yeah, I think it's the original door. It's got the handmade glass in it and the ornate decoration around the edges.
Right, so you have no interest in replacing the door?
No, I put a new door on the back, but I really don't want to lose this door if I can.
What I would probably do is essentially rehang the door. So what that's going to require is you removing the trim around the door inside and out so you can see just the jams. Because I suspect that the jams are not securely attached to the framing, or they may have loosened up over the years. I would basically want to rehang this as if it was a new door, but maybe with not doing all the work that would be responsible for that. So if you pull the trim out, then you're going to look at the attachment points for the jams. You're going to do one final adjustment, getting the door exactly where you want it. And then you're going to resecure the door jams to the door frame. You need to make sure that the space between the door jam and the door frame is completely shimmed with a wood shim. So you would use wood blocks followed by usually cedar shingles, one from one side, one for the other. If you push them together, they get wider and they get thicker and they get nice and tight. And then what I would do is I wouldn't nail it in. I would actually use a drywall styled screw. So a long case hardened screw that you can set just below the surface of the door jamb and then putty over it. Because if you attach them with screws and you shim it properly, that door really shouldn't move. The expansion and the contraction of the door is about all you really should have left. And if it gets tight at one point in the year, I would take the door off and I would trim it a little bit just to make enough room for it to close when it's fully expanded.
Okay. That's something I didn't think of. All right. Well, I do appreciate it.
We love to hear what you are working on, so give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Up next, if you think maintaining your money pit is a hassle, just think about what it takes to keep the people's house running. We're going to share a few fun facts about what it takes to maintain the White House next. 888 Money Pit.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can join us on the Money Pit podcast by downloading new episodes every Monday and Thursday at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Well, as the country is celebrating a new first family moving into the White House, have you ever wondered what it takes to take care of that house? A lot. Oh, my gosh. So now, when a new president is elected, he or she takes ownership of the White House at 12 noon on Inauguration Day. And while everybody is at the inauguration, the service staff has 6 hours to transform the White House for its new occupants. And that is a massive endeavor requiring the participation of every single member of that staff. For example, all of the outgoing family's belongings are packed and all of the incoming family's belongings are unpacked. And by the time the new president arrives, that mansion is totally redecorated. Rugs, headboards, mattresses, everything changed. New flowers are arriving. Paintings are replaced. Clothing is hung. All the family photos from the other president are gone, packed, replaced. The new president, their family photos are in. I mean, this is a major, you know, huge episode of While You Were Out, basically, in a very condensed amount of time. Now, there are 96 people that work full-time in the residence, and there are another 250 part-time employees, and among the jobs that they do are butler, maid, chef, plumber, carpenter, doorman, even a florist, and all of them have jobs to do during that transition period of a few hours.
Now, even though we don't have an inauguration, the White House requires a pretty massive maintenance budget of about $1.6 million. So let's look at one area of that, and that's painting. To just paint the White House exterior requires 570 gallons of paint, so the paint alone would run you probably about $20,000. And the building is massive by any measure. It has 412 doors, 147 windows, 28 fireplaces, 8 staircases, and 3 elevators. And even though the White House looks like a three-story building, it's actually not. There are 6 floors plus 2 hidden mezzanine levels. So a lot goes in to taking care of that place.
Belinda in Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm living in this apartment. It's a senior complex. It was an old school at one time. It's 3 stories. It was completely gutted. Everything's new on the inside. New double pane windows, but it's in the northeast corner of the building. I'm having an awful lot of problems with draft and then cold air, coming from the walls underneath the windows. Cause it's brick and stone on the outside. And so there's the air pocket in your inside wall. And so at night, it's like living inside a refrigerator and trying really.
That does not sound very pleasant.
It's not. It's not. I lay in bed at night, and I don't sleep because I'm just listening. It's a heat pump, too, that they put in these. And so it's going all night long. It never shuts off. And so I'm just wondering if they would, or, you know, they probably could if they would, because the National Historic Association is also in on this, being it's an old building.
So you're essentially wondering, Belinda, what you can do because you're a tenant, right? So you don't own the building.
Right,
you can't,
right.
You can't replace the windows. So what are your options? So you have a couple of options. So first of all, if you wanted to spend some money, you could order interior storm windows. But of course, you'd have to be custom made to fit the windows, and they may be pricey. If you want an inexpensive option, there's two ways to go. One thing is you could use shrink film, which is basically a window film that gets essentially double-faced tape to the inside trim, and then you use a hair dryer to shrink it so it's taut and clear. And the other thing that you can use is weather stripping, caulk weather stripping. Basically, it's a temporary caulk product, and it's clear like a silicone, but it's not silicone. And you essentially caulk your windows shut with this temporary caulk, and then in the spring, you can peel it right off. It comes off like in a rubbery strip. Now, the only thing bad about using the temporary caulk is that you will not be able to open or close the window once it's done because it's pretty much sealed shut. So you don't want to do this to, like, your bedroom window where you may have to use it to get out in the event of an emergency.
Actually, they pretty much tried all that. They see, the problem is the National Historic Association won't let them do a lot of stuff, and they hadn't caulked around the cracks where the frame of the windows meet the window sill and along the wall. So they came up, they did that.
So let me say that again, Belinda. We're not talking about caulking outside the window. We're talking about caulking inside the window. So basically right around the sash, where the sash meets the sill, where the sash meets the jamb, those are the areas that you typically would not caulk. You would never caulk. But if you use the temporary weather stripping caulk, you can caulk right over those seams where all of the air gets in. And then again, in the spring, you grab a little end of it, and you peel it, and it comes off in usually one solid piece. It works quite well. You may have to order it if you don't find it on your store shelves. I know Red Devil makes a one called Seal and Peel, so you could look up that brand. Belinda, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement questions. Still ahead, do you want to turn your boring winter yard into a vibrant and colorful space? Well, you can do it with some beautiful winter birds. We're going to tell you how you can attract them after this.
You live in a money pit.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we love it so much when you guys stop by the Money Pit. So if you love this show, we thought you might enjoy our podcast too, and you'll find it at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Download the show today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Time to talk to Philip in Rhode Island about a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Well, in Rhode Island, in my neighborhood in Jamestown, there's a lot of beautiful red cedar shingled houses. And okay. I just put brand new red cedar shingles on my house and my roof. I noticed some of the houses age beautifully. Like what I mean beautifully is they age darker red and sometimes little bits of black or streaks of black and red and deep, deep red. And some of them don't age that way. It's like, and I'm just wondering if you guys know anything about how to get them to age the way I want them to. I don't want them to age light. I want them to age darker red.
Yeah, we don't always get to choose how we age, right? And that applies to our shingles as well. So when you choose red cedar, that gets darker over time, and it will turn to a very dark gray, typically, as it's exposed to sunlight. I mean, I guess it's possible that you could apply a stain to the cedar shingles, even though they're roofing shingles, but most people don't do that. So what we typically get calls about when it comes to cedar is how to prevent them from getting darker. And one way to do that is to replace the vent across the ridge of the roof, or if you don't have a vent there, you can essentially do the same thing with a strip of copper. If you were to overlay the peak of the roof with, say, a 12-inch wide strip of copper, so half goes on one side, half goes on the other, what happens is as rainwater strikes that, it releases some of the copper, and that acts as a mild mildicide and helps to keep the roof shingles clean and prevents algae growth.
Oh, but so then they wouldn't age dark. They'd stay lighter.
It would be less likely to get as dark, and they certainly wouldn't grow in algae. Perhaps you may have noticed that sometimes when you look at houses, especially around chimneys that have metal flashing, you'll see bright streaks at the bottom of the chimney. That's for the same reason. What happens is that metal flashing releases some of its copper and then cleans that area under the chimney. That's why it gets streaky there. But if you do it across the whole peak of the roof, then it will sort of clean evenly.
It'll clean evenly. But I'm looking for that age to look, the kind of the darker shingle age look, the darker color. And I guess it's just up to Mother Nature is what you're saying.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, you guys.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to add some life to your backyard during the winter season, you might think about making some simple changes to attract some beautiful winter birds. Now, all birds don't catch the red eye from Mexico at the first sign of cold weather. Even in the northernmost parts of the United States, Cardinals are there, woodpeckers, finches, and so many more winter-loving birds, and you can attract them to your yard simply by giving them the right food.
Now, most winter birds eat seeds. They have to because the insects are hard to find in the cold. So you want to stock up on both sunflower seeds and safflower seeds. And the great thing about safflower is that squirrels don't like them. Now, if you like woodpeckers, you can also hang suet for them, but hang that high because most winter mammals like suet too. In fact, I have had my own personal running battle with squirrels and deer in my own backyard, and I'll admit I was running behind for a while, but I finally got the lead by raising those feeders and making a cone-shaped lid that slips over the top of the suet feeder. It's hanging from a wire from a tree, and I made this cone-shaped lids, and there I gleefully watched the squirrels land and then slide off. They don't get hurt, but it is kind of fun to see them fail.
That's pretty funny. Also, guys, don't forget about water. Break up the ice in your bird bath. You can add warm water to melt the ice, and the birds are going to flock from all over right to your yard for that beautiful refreshment.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got a question about your home improvement projects, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Randy in Delaware is on the line doing a bathroom project. Tell us how you're working on it.
So a shower stall, an old shower stall was removed with, an old pan, just, all cruddy and moldy and outdated. So installing a new shower base, it's not a mud base. It's, preformed epoxy and, cement. And then... I was wondering about what type of flashing you might recommend from, the framing members behind, the corners and, any of these areas. How susceptible are they to, these moisture issues where, the corners may, with expansion and contraction, may break open or, get some kind of moisture penetration? What's the extent of the flashing system that you put behind cement board?
Okay, so when you put on tile backer board, you don't flash like you would if you were, putting up shingles and intersecting with siding. I mean, essentially what you do is you put the pan in, you put the backer board on, you overlap the pan, and then you put the adhesive on and the tile right on top of that. I mean, that's sort of the normal procedure for doing a tile job. You don't really... flash the board any further than just making sure it overlaps the prefabricated pan. Is that what I'm hearing? You're using a prefabricated, say, a fiberglass tile pan?
Right. But, there are a lot of recommendations out there to run, like, a 6 mil plastic sheet behind the backer board so that any penetration that, could occur in the future hits this plastic wall. It overlaps the pan, and in front of that, the backer board overlaps it. But anything that penetrates the backer board and the tile and all that hits this plastic and eventually makes its way to the pan, never actually, getting to the framing members.
I don't have a problem with that. But let me put it to you this way. For many years, the way that tile showers were done is they simply put the green board, the water-resistant drywall, right on top of the studs. And that was it. There was nothing more than that. So by putting on a tile board, you're already making it a lot more durable. And if you want to put a polyethylene sheet behind that, I have no problem with that. Just make sure that the shower pan that you choose goes up enough to create that good overlap at the bottom so you don't have water that backs up into it.
I think that's it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, do you ever wish that you and your partner could each have your own his and her houses? Well, agreeing on design doesn't have to be that hard. So we're going to share some design tips for marriage harmony when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Give us a call right now with your home improvement question.
Email us or post your question just like Karen did from Massachusetts. Now, Karen writes, we have slippery stairs with a 9.5-inch tread. Both kids have fallen. My husband and I have almost fallen, and it's just a matter of time before we do. Is a sisal carpet stair the best option for traction, something low pile?
So what do you think?
You're going from a bare, exposed, you know, finished wood step, which could have a glossy finish, or just something on that surface that could be extra slippery, or maybe it's your socks. Who knows? But, I mean, putting anything on those steps is going to give you way more traction than just a bare wood floor. Now, I would do a full runner down the steps rather than just like a sticky tread top that goes on.
Right.
Sisal's great. It's a natural fiber. It looks really well. It stands up well. But go with anything you like. It's going to be way better than the wood.
Well, if there's one thing that can bring an end to the warm fuzzies of living with your loved one, it's when a couple tries to agree on a home decor plan or a home design plan. But designing for him and her does not have to involve so much sacrifice. Leslie's got a few design ideas for marriage harmony in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, can't we all just get along?
I mean, we can try, for sure. And, you know, one partner's usually going to dominate the whole design side of things. I'm just saying. But generally, you guys, you know, you think women have one sense of style and they're looking for things that are frilly and girly, and you think guys are looking for something that's like super modern or cold, but that's not true. I mean, neither partner is going to be 100% right when it comes to what they want in a space. So everybody's got to figure out a way that the two of you, whatever it is, that you can get along and create a space that's beautiful and calm and soothing and really represents who you are as a couple, who you are as people, and as a family. So think about what you can do to sort of calm the situation, if you will. First of all, think about neutral colors. They can dominate, and then you can add in little hints of color that either people in the group like. You know, it kind of brings it in. You can change that out seasonally. You know, you can choose throw pillows. You can think of things that are in both of your favorite hue and then sort of pick the things that go with that. So it doesn't always have to be one person saying, like, but I like blue. Well, the other partner can be like, all right, I'll bring in a little bit of that blue in the rug or a tiny bit of it in the throw pillow, and everything else can be neutral. And then suddenly everybody's happy. I mean, men tend to like earth tones, durable fabrics, things like leather and hardwoods. But I know a lot of ladies who like that as well. So you got to just kind of think about what works well with that. So if you tend to have a love of those harder surfaces, then let your partner pick out something that's a little bit softer or bring in a pattern. You know, you have to figure out how to balance this out. I mean, a couch is another huge sticky point for families. I mean, definitely couples have different ideas as to where to place the couch. So if you've got one partner who wants to kind of kick around and watch a sport game or lounge on the couch for a sick day, you need something that's comfortable. But if this is your main living area, you need something that looks nice too. So if you can agree on both of those things, you're instantly creating harmony as well. Then when it comes to decor, as far as like art and anything that you're putting on the walls, you know, both of you should sort of bring to the table what it is that you like about it, and then figure out a way, you know, if one's like a landscape and one's a black and white photography, whatever it might be, there are ways that you can bring in both, maybe doing a gallery wall or allowing one sort of style of art to dictate the look of one room and then the other style to dictate the look of another room. There are ways that couples, families, whoever is living together can find some harmony and create a design space that looks good to you and feels good for everyone.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about tiles. They are a beautiful and decorative element for floors and walls, but finding a replacement when one tile cracks can seem near impossible. We're going to solve that problem with some tips for repairing or replacing hard-to-find tiles on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.